Marvel may be releasing only one superhero movie this year, but hey, it's a doubleheader, Deadpool and Wolverine. Now, superhero nerds amongst us may recall that Wolverine died in his last movie. Well, critic Bob Mondello is here to tell us, without spoilers, how the filmmakers got around that.
Actually, the trick was having him die in the first place. The dude regenerates. His wounds heal faster than you can say adamantium, though I'll try not to say that too often. And if he's not easy to kill, neither is Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool, with whom he shares this healing thing.
God, I love this part.
Wait! Blow Deadpool up, and he'll just shake it off. We'll give him a moment. Anyway, this story is comics-inspired, so if you say Wolverine's dead, I can just say multiverse or time shift or who cares if Hugh Jackman's willing to come back, and he is...
Don't just stand there, you ape. Give me a hand up.
Complete with those foot-long metal claws.
Nope, I'm actually okay. Thank you very much.
Summoning Wolverine back from the dead takes some doing by Deadpool, who's otherwise known as Wade Wilson, about 45 minutes of soul-searching.
I know I turn everything into a joke. But I care.
Exposition spouting.
It's been a challenging few years.
Character establishing.
Wade Wilson?
Who's asking?
Whoa.
Back flashing. Authority trashing.
You appear to have soiled yourself while unconscious.
I wasn't unconscious. Why am I here?
Groundwork laying.
This is your chance
to be a hero among heroes.
Franchise reinforcing.
I smell what you're stepping in, Sensei.
Your little cinematic universe is about to change forever.
And comic riffing.
I'm the Messiah. I am Marvel Jesus.
Yeah, not so much, but it does get him to the point that he can reestablish his bromance with the guy he shared some DNA with since their X-Men Origins days back in 2009.
Hi, Peanut.
I know you, Bub.
Nope, but I know you.
Everybody knows me. I'm the Wolverine.
Yes, you are, and I'm gonna need you to come with me right now.
Look, lady, I'm not interested.
Really getting into your cups.
Why would I go with you?
Guys, get a room. He does go with him, of course, though under duress. At which point, we've got two regenerative super guys, one joke-spewing and disfigured, the other depressed and adamantium-clawed.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third-act flashback?
Teaming up to save something or other, even as they get on each other's nerves.
Stop it.
And are banished to a void that's at once Mad Max-ish and infested with X-persons.
Oh my god.
Sabretooth, ready to die.
There is, I should mention, no particular point to any of this. I mean, the fate of Wade's world is in the balance, but if mix and match timelines and multiple universes are on the table, that doesn't really matter. We're talking fan service here.
Let's give the people what they came for.
Blood splattered, potty mouthed, and R-rated in a genre that's usually PG-13. If you're a fan and you've been keeping up with which movie studio owns what part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, this will be a hoot.
Wolverine.
Damn straight it is.
Disney brought him back. They're gonna make him do this till he's 90.
If not, you may find yourself a bit at sea with the corporate merger meta jokes, but wait a few seconds and there'll be a pop culture reference.
This is what I'm talking about. Big slow motion action sequence. Who knows if you live or die?
There are tons of cameos that I wouldn't dream of spoiling, and the stars seem to be having fun, which is certainly more than you can say for the last few Marvel movies. Not a high bar, admittedly, but it's summer and Deadpool and Wolverine isn't aiming high. It's a popcorn picture that's going to sell a lot of popcorn. I'm Bob Mondello.